In Afghanistan today, a highly touted jirga, or assembly, got underway. 1,600 delegates from across the country gathered in Kabul, their purpose to find ways to coax Taliban fighters off the battlefield and back into Afghan society. Just how difficult that will be became clear moments after the conference began. The Taliban struck the hilltop neighborhood where the delegates are meeting with rockets and suicide bombers. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson was there.
Inside the big white jirga tent, Afghan President Hamid Karzai urged tribal elders, local leaders, and other delegates to come up with a formula for peace. Outside the tent, the Taliban had a different message. Militants fired this rocket, which struck less than a half a mile away. It was the second rocket attack that morning in this neighborhood, choked with police checkpoints and stern-looking Afghan commandos holding watch. The Taliban also sent three suicide bombers dressed in opaque head-to-toe burqas worn by Afghan women. Jirga officials say Afghan security forces killed two of the bombers and arrested a third. Gunfire echoed nearby, making this Kabul neighborhood feel more like a war zone than the setting for a peace conference. The Taliban's decision to attack didn't surprise UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura, one of dozens of foreign dignitaries invited to observe the jirga. He says what did surprise was the delegates' reaction.
What I did notice instead was that nobody blinked. They were all standing there, including the women, and nobody moved. They want to show defiance, even at the second rocket. And that made me very hopeful about the future.
A future that these delegates are being asked to help shape by finding ways to turn militants and their leaders around. After the opening ceremony, the delegates broke off into smaller groups to come up with a workable plan. On Friday, they will announce their recommendations. The UN's de Mistura says the outcome should give war-weary Afghans some hope.
The important thing, they need to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And this year is the year when the critical mass for doing that is the best. In spite of the shooting, which will continue, I'm afraid, and it's going to be rough and it's going to be tense, but the movement is in that direction, a political solution.
Now, that was a shot that was just fired.
Indeed, indeed. But we are all trained and ready to accept that this is not Switzerland, this is Afghanistan still.
Still, some delegates questioned whether they'll be able to get the job done. Like delegate Urzala Ashraf, a women's rights activist from Nangarhar province, she, like many others, worried about whether they'll be able to travel to and from the jirga if the attacks continue. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
This is NPR.